Yeah. You'll probably think that it's heresy.
I do believe that you are a heretic on the recording. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so does anybody remember where the Yud Sadi Amud ended off yesterday?
Yes. It's for food and not for a plaster.
How expansive there's a machlikas right in the Gemara. How expansive is our conceivable use of Shvi'is? Are we allowed to use it? Do we have a concept that the Hana has to be the same time as the beer? Right?
Yes.
Or do we say no, right? We don't hold of that particular concept, right? The last thing that we talked about was lachla. Shona melchem harei likvusa amor, right? Obviously, you can't use it for laundry, right? Why? So what's the reason why laundry is a problem? Right. Mani mekay ha mani mekay lachla. So why lachla below the melugma? You can't use it for melugma. As you only mentioned, for a plaster, you can't use it for a refuah, right? Ma roi. So, by the way, this is lemaisa. This is lemaisa bismanazeh. All right. For example, one of the primary treatments for mastitis. Does anybody know what mastitis is?
Mastitis.
It's an infection that women who are breastfeeding can get if there's too much milk. Right. It ends up clogging up and getting their breasts and getting infected. Right. So one of the ways you treat it to this day is by putting cabbage leaves on there, and that helps like tremendously. But it destroys the cabbage leaves, meaning it's refuah. Elah mamish lachem v'loy lemelugma. Right? My right, so Rabbi says, "Akvutza uloy tiyas melugma." Why are you allowing laundry and not allowing medicine?
Wait, could you not use the same the logic we said before? That it's being used while it's being consumed. Like while it's getting destroyed, it's getting used. Simultaneously.
I mean, like it's
do you have or do you hold that trusha? This there doesn't hold that trusha at all. That's why you're allowed kvusa, right? Mirabah niyas a kvusa sheshavi b'chaladam. Right, I'm going to allow kvusa, I'm going to allow laundry. Why? Because everybody needs it. There's not a single person who doesn't need to do laundry once in a while. We assume that is the case, that everybody here does laundry, right?
At least.
Precisely, that's why.
No, that's the reason why you need to do laundry more often. But once in a while you do laundry. I'm assuming. Kedara Pasha. Nobody is to enlighten me if that is not in fact the case. Okay, right. Sheshavu Kaladam. Everybody needs to do laundry. Motzi Ani Yatam Alug Masha'ina Shavu Kaladam. Not everybody needs a plaster. Why? Yeah, there are some people who aren't sick in the world, right? Presumably. Man, Tana. It's for real, I'm telling you. My sister, my cousin, and my wife have all made use of this. It's totally for real. It's like, I'm sure the doctors say to do. Okay. Man Tana Laha, who taught this? Desan Rabban and Lachlavalam Lachlavalazi, Love Lachlavalas, me animal affictivizin, right? Lachlavalam Lugla, it should be eaten, shouldn't be used as a plaster. Lachlavalazi, Love, what's Ziluf?
Laundry?
I'm sorry? No, it means Ziluf means like pouring wine out to make the room smell nice, basically using it to make the room smell, right? Lachlavalas, me animal affictivizin, what's affictivizin? Making yourself throw up. You're not meant to eat so much that you then throw up. Right, that's not called lochla. Keman, who said this? Kerabi Yosi. Right, it's like opinion Rabbi Yosi. De'i Rabbanan. Because if it were Rabbanan, right, then there is also mishra and kvusa. You're also not allowed to soak your clothes in water that has some sort of perishvies in it. You're not allowed to use water with perishvies in it for laundry. There are other things they're not allowed to use. They're not allowed to do, right? But it's not hana hashav bechal adam. It's hana, which is not really achila. Right? It's a different drasha. Okay. Who do we pass him like? Very good, we passing like Rabbanan. You're really only meant to use perishvies for food, like mamish food. Right? Okay.
Whatever we use it for decoration, up until the point of eating it.
I think it's okay, that's not consuming it. Like, as long as it doesn't affect it in any way. I mean, unless it dries, you leave it so long it dries out.
Leave it still eat it.
Yeah, it's what? Depends on the food, right? I mean, you know you can't just dry out grapes and have raisins. It doesn't work. Like, they have to be dried in a particular way to taste good. And usually it's a particular type of grape as well. Rabbi Elazar. Right? Rabbi Elazar said, Ein Shvi'is mischaleles elo derech mekach. Shvi'is does not lose its kedusha unless it is derech mekach. Sorry? I was about to say, what do you think it... What do you think it means?
Selling. Or trading.
Yeah, presumably, right? Like similar tactics, doing a pidyon on it of some sort, right? Giving money for it.
But is that the only way it loses its kedusha?
That's what Rabbi Elazar says.
Yeah, but I assume he means you can't just do it with yourself. Like, you can't just swap it for money. You need to actually sell it to someone.
Yeah. That is exactly what he means. This is good. Thank you for clarifying that for me. That is true. This is true.
What?
He means that dafka. You can't. You mechal it yourself. Meaning with regular hektesh, you can just pay money for it and like to yourself, and like that way you can be mechal. With shvius, you would need to do it. It would need to involve another person. You need to sell it to someone else. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar bein derech bechach bein derech chilul. Whether it's through mekach, whether or through chilul, both of those work to take away the kedusha.
What's chilul is desecration, huh?
Getting rid of the kedusha, right?
In what way? Like,
sorry?
Like smashing on the ground.
No, that's when you say, like, this money
is now destroying
it.
Yeah, Inachinami destroying it will remove its kedusha, but that's because it's destroyed, it no longer exists. It's also for a different reason, right? Chilul, it doesn't mean you're destroying it, it means you're just taking the kedusha away. The object remains, minus its kedusha.
What? Like, you just say this object.
No used to be kedush, it's no longer kedush. Maiser Sheni, you can do this lechatchila. Kotei Berik Abayis, you can do this lechatchila.
Without even transferring the kedusha.
No, you transfer the kedusha to money.
And then you use the money
Isn't
to buy
food.
Isn't
that the first
case? No, so the first case is you do it using someone else. Somebody buys it from you.
Okay.
The second case is you do it yourself. You just give money for it. Right?
Cool.
My time at the Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar think this? Dichsiv b'shnatzay yevel azoysu gara samich lei v'chisim karumim gar derech mekach oloi derech ilol. Right? Rabbi Elazar says, the pasuk says b'shnatzay yevel azoysu in this year of the Yovel. Remember that Yovel has all the same rules agriculturally as Shviz. Right? And then right next to it says v'chisim karumim gar samisecha. Right? It starts talking about the rules of mekach memkar. Therefore it tells you that only mekach memkar has an impact on Tusha Shviz. Not regular pinyon. Right? V'Rabbi Yochanan, my time. Why did Rabbi Yochanan not agree? Dichsiv ki yovel hi kodesh. Ma kodesh bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. Afshviz bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. Rabbi Yochanan says ki yovel hi kodesh. Yovel is kodesh. Right, the fruits of yovel have kedusha, just like shviz. Right, so just as with regular hektesh, the base mikdash, both mekach and chilul remove the kedusha, so too with shviz. What does he do with the fact that Kisim Karum in Kar is right next to Bishnasa Yovel? Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, boy ure kama koshe av koshel shviz vechule. Adam noise and noise and repair shviz. So if my hair is metal to live. Says, this is similar to a drasha of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, look at how difficult, how horrible it is, people who don't keep shviz. Right? People are no save and no sein with perishviz. They trade perishviz. But so if at the end, they even are forced to sell all of their clothing. Because these two things are next to each other. So if you trade perishviz, you'll come to trade everything else you own as well. You'll have to sell everything because you'll be so poor.
It's a bit.
You lose all your money.
It's
a very similar idea, right? Torah wants to give you a Musa message about the consequences of not keeping it, so it's
okay.
Not doing the right thing. Rabbi Elazar Haikra, the Rabbi Yochanan Mayavid. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Yovel? Yovel he kodesh, right? What does he do with this word kodesh? Mi baylech this anya ki Yovel he kodesh ma kodesh toifes es dama ma shviz toifes es dameya. Right, this car he needs this to teach the following din. Just as kodesh is toifes es dava, right? basically, instead of... When Kodesh loses its Kedusha, the Kedusha doesn't just go away, it doesn't disappear, right? It's transferred to the money. Right? So too with Shri'is, the Kedusha doesn't just disappear, right? When you trade Peir with Shri'is, the Kedusha, they're not just Mischal, the Kedusha just doesn't just go away, it's transferred to the money. Okay? Think for a second. Okay, fine. Okay. Okay, but I'll talk about it in a second. Fine. Okay. Tanya Kavosi Rabbi Lazar, Tanya Kavosi Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brisa which is similar to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, and there's a brisa which is similar to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavosi Rabbi Lazar, Shvi'is Tefeses Tameyash Neemar, Ki Yovili Kodesh Tielachem, Ma Kodesh Tefeses Dama Ve'Asur, Av Shvi'is Tefeses Tameyah Ve'Asura. Right? So, just as Kodesh. The Yovel he Kodesh Yelchem, right? The Yovel is Kodesh, just as Hektesh fastens onto its money, right? Right? So, and it is Asur. We'll have to talk about that second there. So too, Shri's is a Tofes Tamea. The value, the money which you use to trade for Shri's becomes Kodesh Ve'asura. What does that mean, Ve'asura? The Kodesh, the Shvi'is maintains its Kedusha. The Shvi'is does not lose its Kedusha. Okay. We'll have to talk about when that is true. That's not like Ligari Pasha, but...
Wait, who's this writer in support of?
That's in support of Rabbi Lazar. Right, it supports his drasha of Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Ilachem. Right, from Kodesh we learn the Shvi'is Tefeses Tameah, just like Kodesh. Right, that the money that you use to trade takes on the Kedusha of the priests themselves. Okay? And if you were to say that just as Kodesh, when you do a pidyon with Hektesh, right, the Hektesh is no longer Hektesh, it loses its Kedusha, right? Ah, Shvi'is, Tefeses, Tameh, Yotzei Lechulin. You might think that Shvi'is also is no longer Kodesh after the money. Even if it's also to do this, after you've traded the Shvi'is, right, and it's lost, it'll lose its value, its Kedusha, the Kedusha will be transferred to the money. No! Talmud Leimar Tiyeh Ba'ava Yasei Tehei. No, the pasuk was the Kodesh Tiyeh. Right, Kodesh Tiyeh Lachem. The Yovel is Kodesh. It'll stay as Kodesh, even though the money also becomes Kodesh. That's how they're using. That's how they're literally learning the pasuk.
Therefore, you can't redeem it.
Right, so you can't. Well, no, you sort of can. Right, you can move the Kodesh to the money, but the Kodesh will stay Kodesh anyway. Both will become Kodesh. Okay, and it is us to do this. Ha-ketzad, how does this happen? Lachach be-peiro shvi'is basar, elu ve-elu mizbarim shvi'is. Lachach be-basar dagim, yatsa basar, ve-nichnesu dagim. Lachach da be-dagim yayin, yatsa'u dagim, ve-nichnas yayin. Lachach ye-yayin shemen, yatsa yayin, ve-nichnas shemen. Right? What's the case? If you were, basically, if you traded... We're not, by the way, talking at the moment about trading it for money. We're talking about trading it for another food. If you trade Shvi'is for a food, for, say, meat, right? Both of them have Kedusha Shvi'is. And you have to do a biur on both the fruit and the meat. What's biur?
Taking it outside,
burning it, baking it hefker. There's a bunch of different, maybe eating it according to the Valam or... Right? There's a bunch of different JS and Rishonim. What counts as biur? Right, somehow you've got to get rid of it. It means getting rid of it in some way or another. How exactly it's supposed to get rid of it is not totally clear. It's being machlokes to Rishonim. Right? So, you still have to do a beer on the fruits. The fruits maintain the kedusha. You also have to do a beer on the meat if you don't eat it. So, if you do the chur of the meat would have to be eaten very soon. So, this is not going to come up practically, but you know.
What?
Oh, you can. No, the answer is if you didn't.
Isn't beer only if there's not enough fruit in the fields for the animals or other people, then you have to...
Well, that's when the time of beer is, right? The time of beer is set by when that fruit is gone from the fields.
practically today.
You do, so you can eat it, right? Nothing else. I'm saying if you don't eat it, then it will be chayav beer. It means it's a way of saying it maintains the kedusha.
Just can't throw it in the bin.
It's a way of saying it maintains the kedusha.
But Alex, how's this support for you? He says it can be mitchalel.
What?
How's this support for Rav Eliezer?
It supports his drosha ki yovel he kodesh ma he kodesh, right? He's using the word kodesh to say that you just as hekdesh is tofes dama, so shvis is tofes dama.
But in supporting him, it's also contradicting him, no? Because he says that it can be mitalelet, and here it's saying a dafke kot. So great, it's tofes dama, but it's contradicting what he's saying.
I think the word mischalos here means like doesn't actually mean it becomes chal. You're right, it's a funny lashon, but kanir er, that's the way that Gemara understood this opinion of Rabbi Lozer, is that it doesn't actually become chulin. I agree with you, it's a problem. But okay. Fine. When I lost my place. Right, if you then traded the meat for fish, what happens? The meat loses its kedusha, the fish gets its kedusha. So only the first trade do they both keep their kedusha. After that, you'll lose the kedusha every single time. Trade it. You then trade the fish for wine. The fish loses the kedusha. The wine gets the kedusha. You then trade the wine for oil. The wine will lose the kedusha. The oil will lose the kedusha. Note, any food can get this kedusha.
What if you trade it?
Right? Not just the food, which is theoretically chayav in perishvius. Neither fish nor wine, meat can even conceivably be perishvius. And even so, they are subject to kedusha shvius in this case, yeah? What? Okay, fine. Haketzad, how does this happen? Achroin, nichnas shvibeshvies, or priyatzmai asur. Basically, what this means, says the Gemara, is that the last thing to be traded in this sort of chain of trades will have kedusha shvies, but the shvies itself, the original pair of shvies, maintain their kedusha. Mi dekasani lakethakachla. Alma derech mekach in derech hiluloi. Since the Gemara says, since it's constantly using the word lakach, since it's constantly using the word which means a purchase, derech mekach, when you're doing this as a trade with another person, in yes, derech hilul, if you're doing it just for yourself, no.
Raya.
Sorry?
That's a proof.
Yeah. Okay. Note, we probably passed, and according to most achronim, this is not even asr. So this is not asr. If you were to do the same thing with money, it would be asr, but if you do it with another food, we usually pass and it's not asr.
Really?
Yeah. You can exchange perishvias, that's it. Tanya Kaval said to Rabbi Yochanan, the brisa which supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Echad shvi'is ve'echad ma'is yosheini mischalin al behema chaya ve'oif ben chayin ben shchutin divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, shvius and meiser sheni, you can be mechalal them on a behema, on a domesticated animal, on a chaya non-domesticated animal. So a behema, for example, is, I don't know, a cow, and a non-domesticated animal is a deer. Right? It would obviously have to be a kosher animal, so you can actually eat it.
Koi.
Right? What?
Koi.
Maybe a chaya, maybe an oif, maybe neither, maybe both. Right? Or an oif, or a chicken, or a bird. Right? A kosher bird. Bein chayin bein shkutin, whether they are alive or whether they've already been shechta, they are subject to kedushas shvius or meiser sheni. Right, the rules for what is subject to getting either shvius or meiser sheni are the same. Right, the difference is that meiser sheni you're meant to be paid out on money, and shvius, I just said, you are absolutely not. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chav Rabbi Yehuda, v'chav say no. Al shchutim b'schalad v'al chayin ein b'schalad. V'chav say, on a shechted edible, that's fine. On an edible which is not shechted, no, you shouldn't be mechalal. Gzeira shema yigdal mehen adarim. You have a gzeira that you might end up keeping the animal and trying to birth a whole flock from it. Therefore, don't do it. Right? In other words, it would work if you did it, but don't. Now, note, because it works. Bediyeved, right? There are deos that, for example, if you were to be poli or meiser sheni, and I don't know, bovel, right? And you're using coins that are useful in bovel, but not in Eretz Yisrael, right? And what? So you're going to bring those coins to your shalim? What are you going to do? So there's a number of things you could do. You could theoretically change the money. What if there's no money changer and we'll take coins from bovel? So what should you do? Say, yeah. Buy an animal in bovel, bring it in your shalim.
or melt them down and sell them metal.
No, you can't do that. Right. Yeah, coins and mace chain, you're not allowed to do that with them. You have to keep use them as coins. Okay, fine. Amar Rava, Rava said, Machlokes bizecharim. This is a machlokes when it comes to male animals. Aval min nekeves divrei akol al ashkutin bischalid al ashkayid eir bischalid sheitzera shebegdal behedat arev. When it comes to male animals, there is a disagreement about whether we are afraid you're going to use this animal to give birth to a whole flock. With female animals, there is no disagreement. Why?
With males.
Why would there be a disagreement with baby whales? But there is no females. Everybody would agree.
Females will give birth.
Yeah, doesn't. Females give birth, right? It's a much less distant potential problem. But the chance that you're going to keep a male for a flock is less likely because the male doesn't actually give birth. Even if the male doesn't mate with an animal, right? The male will then be usable as a korban or to bring or in your shalim, whatever you want to use it for, right? The female, on the other hand, will not. The female that gets pregnant, that she's going to be around for a while, like, so that the chashash is much stronger.
And this supports because you can transfer the value onto these animals.
Well, it sounds like they're using the word chilul, right? It sounds like you can do it. It doesn't mention anything about derech mekach. Remember, the first price that we said was a raya for Rabbi Elazar, because it says midi. He uses the word lakach. So this one uses the lashon chilul, so it implies that chilul is fine as well.
Shkoyach.